This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Iowa Congressman Steve King, who's also a member of the House Judiciary Committee. He was one of the 198 members of the House of Representatives to vote against the so-called DREAM Act on Wednesday night. However, by a vote of 216 to 198, it did pass the House. However, the Senate version went down to defeat today, but it may not be the end of this debate in the lame duck session. And Congressman King, it's always great to have you with us.
It's always my pleasure, Greg. I appreciate it.
You released a statement just after the vote was taken on Wednesday night with some pretty strong language, and I want to get some additional insight from you on some of the things you said here. You said the passage of the DREAM Act was an illegitimate act of a repudiated and rejected lame duck Congress. Obviously, many changes coming at the start of the year in both the House and Senate, particularly the House. But why do you call it illegitimate?
Well, illegitimate because the people that are voting here now that have been voted out of office know that they no longer have the endorsement of the American people. And as much as any time in my lifetime, they've been rejected by the American people, and a lame duck session should only be used in order to establish the continuing functions of government that are necessary to bridge over from the election until the new Congress is sworn in. And this Congress has been repudiated. So in the process, it was used by Nancy Pelosi to bring up a bill, and in the last minute, and we didn't have notice that there was even a bill that was going to be considered even in the Rules Committee. That bill may have emerged the night before, but there was no verification, even at 10:30 or 11 o'clock yesterday morning, that there was going to be taken up. And so they held an immediate rules meeting that took place at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I got up there to testify. There were no amendments that were allowed. There was no motion to recommit allowed. It was 30 minutes of debate on each side. And they passed this amnesty bill against the wishes of the American people, the wishes of the newly elected Congress, and without a legitimate process that would allow us, all of us who have an elected franchise, to weigh in and try to improve, perfect, amend, or do an effective job of killing the bill. It was completely wrong on all counts.
Talk about that a little bit more. I think you laid it out pretty clearly what one of your major complaints was there. But in her comments on the House floor last night, Nancy Pelosi basically said some are critical of no motion to recommit, but this is a commitment to millions of American children or whatever. Some may get lost in the weeds on what the motion to recommit is. Just very briefly elaborate on that.
Well, a motion to recommit is a procedure that allows the minority to offer an amendment or a redirection with instructions. So, say, for example, on that bill last night, we could have directed that it go back to committee to be recommitted to committee with instructions to perfect the bill in some ways or another, change the ages, change the background check, any one of a number of things that we might have done. So that's the process and procedure that the minority party almost always has. And I can't think of another time that has been denied. And, you know, this wasn't for American children. These are not American children. These are people that are illegally in the United States between the ages of one day and who knows how many decades. But they're quite older than kids.
And another point in your statement, Congressman, you said that the fact that the outgoing Democratic leadership in the House is subverting the rule of law by rewarding millions of illegal aliens for their presence in this country is an act of spite aimed at America's voters. Explain what you believe this passage, if it actually becomes law, would do to the rule of law. How does it subvert that?
Well, it subverts it because it grants amnesty, and to grant amnesty is to pardon immigration lawbreakers and reward them with the objective of their crime. That's the functionality of this this DREAM Act, and so people that come here against the law, parents who bring their kids here, kids that bring themselves here, and to be rewarded for that, when you reward people for breaking the law, you get more lawbreakers, and you get more laws broken by the people you've rewarded. I've talked with a good number of people who received the amnesty from 1986. And therefore, this DREAM Act, therefore some type of comprehensive immigration reform, which is truly comprehensive amnesty, they were rewarded for breaking the law. They don't see a reason not to break the law. They just want to build enough numbers that they can get the political power to subvert the rule of law. It's how it happens in this political environment. I remember hearing a comment on television when they were burning cars in the streets of Paris and demonstrating that when it comes to a conflict between the streets and the government in Paris, the streets always win. Well, this is the equivalent of it through the political process, and it is one of the essential pillars of American exceptionalism is the rule of law. And when you take the giant Pelosi jackhammer to the rule of law, you're going to have less American exceptionalism and less opportunities for all Americans in the long term.
What's the right way to address this, in your opinion? Some have said, even in your own party, that these illegal children didn't come here of their own volition, so their parents should bear more of the blame. What's the right way to handle all this?
Well, I'd say some didn't come here of their own volition. Many who would tap into this did come here of their own volition. And so I would say this. They broke the law, and the parents are here illegally, too. So when local law enforcement encounters people that are unlawfully present in the United States, they need to be sent to the place where they are legal. And that the effort of a consistent, reliable enforcement of our laws will allow for this attrition to take place, where people will go to their home countries and do so legally, and many of them will sneak back out of the United States and turn around and get in a legal line. And that's fine with me. I'm not checking their ID on the way across the border, just on the way in.
Congressman, just about a minute or so left in our conversation here. With Republicans returning to the majority now in less than a month, what will you personally, what do you believe the Republican majority will focus on in terms of immigration legislation?
Well, they need to see how these assignments, the committee assignments, come down, and that's yet to be determined in a lot of cases, including mine. But I have taken a real focus and interest in immigration over the last 8 years that I've been here, and I've been ranking member of the Immigration Subcommittee of the Judiciary Committees for the last four. And I view it this way on immigration, that first of all, we should look at this from the perspective of jobs. And we have at least 8 million working illegals in America. Every one of those are jobs that Americans or legal immigrants could be filling. And to do the due diligence to evaluate that and see what might be done to open up jobs for Americans is a good thing in a time when we've got 9.8% unemployment. Second thing I think is important is to do an inventory of all the assets that we have and see how they balance with each other so that, let's just say that we have an adequate number of prosecutors and judges and means to effectively enforce the law to support our Border Patrol. The domestic enforcement's important, too, and sanctuary cities are another component of this. So there are a lot of things that we can address from an immigration standpoint, but I'd sure like to get to this point where we know what our committee assignments are and then lay down a comprehensive agenda while I'm working with leadership so we are all working in sync towards a common cause.
Congressman, we'll certainly be watching not only what eventually happens with the DREAM Act here in the lame duck, but what Republicans in the House are able to put forward next year. Thank you very much for your time, as always, sir.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Iowa Congressman Steve King. He's also a member of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.